The seminar talk is now almost over, and our creator says, please be kind to yourself, and as you break fast at your daily meals, remember to walk the day peacefully. When you focus your mind on the symbol of light, love, and truth, being the bright morning star, and you say the star prayer, or you listen to this seminar program, your thoughts are focused on its content rather than the incessant chatter from below. It is in this way that you turn the tide, sending positive thoughts down to lost souls who are receiving the benefit of your efforts through this seminar content. This also aids them to help themselves. Please remember that you only begin your road to salvation and cessation from suffering when you halt your personal use of God's forceful, dark, destructive power in your interaction with others. That is, you never cause harm. The use of God's dark power leads to interference, control, subjugation, causing of harm, loss, merciless persecution, mental and emotional trauma and pain. What you do unto others becomes your own suffering ahead. It simply is absolute justice, balancing the scales of the dark. When you lose control of your mind to the dark and it uses your hand against others, you leave yourself open to far greater suffering than you could ever imagine. Be advised and warned. Remember that the saving grace of Jesus is only your obedience to the message he brings from the Source God. That message is the message of love one another and cause no harm, and turn the other cheek when confronted or abused. Dedication and obedience in perfection to the peace command of God is the holiest vow and the only way to guarantee your personal release from suffering ahead. Education is the only way today because, as man rehabilitates his mind and conscience, it enables him to reconcile with himself, to God, and others in the community. Man must now fully learn about the karmic law of God's energy, and as man then foregoes demanding justice and punishment, in bowing to God's command, he finds inner peace and surcease from suffering. Remember, your destiny lies within your own mind and hand, your choice. I wish you well, so why not wish wellness for yourself? You are now free to go. I wish you all the best on your road.